With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and really be happy to be joined once again by the Winthrop High School hockey coach, Dale Dunbar, also an NHL agent. And Coach, welcome back to MSO, and happy holidays. I hope you had a good Christmas.
Yeah, it was great. It's always nice to have you know, your family around and celebrate the holidays. And yeah, we had a great holiday. Great Christmas.
How do the holidays, or well, Christmas and New Year's, how does that interrupt or affect your schedule of practices? Because when you're starting out, you know, high schools get through football and then they start up in December, you start a schedule, and then this school break, you know, comes up right away that has the holidays in between and so on, and weather. So how does that affect your practices, Dale?
Well, we're fortunate enough to have our own rink. So, you know, I try to build in off days. You know, we don't go every day. Like today, we had a game yesterday, and I gave them the next 2 days off because we don't play until next Tuesday. So, you know, you have to build it in. You know, you have to look at your schedule. You have to look at how healthy your team is. We had some kids feeling under the weather. So hopefully these 2 days will help give them some time to relax and eat right and hopefully, you know, get back on the bench. But, you know, we look at a lot of different factors when we're doing our schedule, but certainly having your own rink helps.
I love the way when you say eat right. With high school kids, have you had some different experiences over the years with kids not eating healthy? I mean, how do you handle that as a coach?
Well, you know, they're kids. I mean, hey, I'm not exactly the greatest mentor in that department either. But, you know, the booster parents who are awesome people, awesome moms, do a great job. They put some foods in that locker room, you know, that probably aren't the most nutritional, you know, foods to be eating. But, you know, like you said, they're kids and, they burn it off pretty quick.
Oh yeah, their metabolisms are incredible. The other thing, Dale, I don't know if I mentioned it last week, but Newburyport hockey coach Paul Yamin, he had, I guess before their second game, their first or second game, there were 16 kids who were out sick with, he said, really high fevers. He'd never experienced anything like that. And then they had to play their first game. And he said even through COVID, he didn't go anything similar to that. But have you had any experiences like that over your years in Winthrop where, you know, either the flu or whatever it might be, even COVID, has knocked the bejeebers out of your team?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think any team hasn't. You know, no one's immune to that. You're in small locker rooms, kids around, you know, not just their teammates, but everybody else. It can be, it can be crazy. We've had game canceled through, you know, sickness. At the beginning of the year, I was wondering if we were going to be playing Danvers because we had like 7 kids out.
Wow.
But you know, like I said, they're pretty resilient. Still have a couple not feeling totally great, but, you know, enough that they can get out there and play. And it is such a short season, but, you know, it's also, you know, if you're banged up for those couple of games, it can cost you a conference.
Yeah. Well, that's right. Yeah, because it is a short season, even though you guys play 20 games plus or whatever. And, you know, winter is harshest on school absenteeism, of course, with everything that goes around. And as Tim Kearns was mentioning to you last week, the cold of the rink. But let's get down to business, man. Tell me about this game against Grafton. I mean, Grafton coming in looked like they were pretty high-powered. And tell me about this game last night. I what was the score, 6-3 or 6-2 in your favor?
That was 5-2, I believe. 6-2. Yeah, we played very well. You know, they came out. They looked like a big, strong team. And they scored first. And then we just settled down, and we just really took it to them. I mean, our speed, and we started to – everybody was on the same page. We started to, you know, adjust some things and got some big saves from our goaltender. But our special teams is very good. And, you know, we just used our speed. Started, you know, managing the puck properly, And we started to kick it into a different gear, and thankfully we're on the right side of things. But you know, I'd like to see the improvement every practice, every game, and we're seeing it right now. We got some big efforts.
I want to ask you about your defense, Dale, because it usually starts with you guys with defense. And Grafton coming in, let's say 13 and 19, 24. I mean, they had 24 goals coming in four games. You held them to two. So start with your defense, coach, and tell me if last night's game was dependent upon goalie defense and or your forwards coming back.
Well, we always predicate our game on defense. I mean, traditionally, over the years, we've been blessed to have good goaltending, some really good D-men, and obviously some kids that can score, but we've never really been a high-scoring team as much as we have been a real stingy defensive team. I mean, for a longer stretch, our goals against was like 1.4.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be in a lot of hockey games with that. And that's what we look to do every game, is keep the goals down, spend as minimal time in our own end as possible, and have clean exits if we can, but if not, definitely get the puck out of our zone so we can recheck it in the neutral zone or the offensive zone. But when you get in the timely saves, it gives you some confidence and momentum, and that's what we got yesterday. And we really feel that defensively you're gonna have to earn it, and hopefully the best penalty kill is staying out of the box. So We were disciplined there yesterday. We got a penalty, but then they got too many men on the ice to make it 4-on-4, and we were never shorthanded the rest of the game.
You know, you talk about that, the discipline. Winthrop, traditionally over the years, with you at the helm, you guys body check. You're tough. You take kids into the corners and stuff like that. So how important is that body checking game now where the game is predicated so much on speed?
Yeah, I mean, you have to be able to slow teams down. We're not overly big. Our forwards are, I wouldn't say big, but they're very quick. They're on pucks very quickly. They're on, they're on their checks. We have been playing physical. We've been getting some big hits out of our D-men, but even our forwards have been, surprisingly putting it on the body. And it just makes all the difference in the world when you're taking teams off pucks and you're playing that tough defense. So, it's a commitment, and it's a commitment by everybody. You're not going to play for me if you're just playing in one zone or two zones. It's a three zone game, and you have to commit to all three zones. And, that's been our moniker, for a long time. So the physical part of the game is always there, but like yesterday, they were a very big team.
Mm-hmm.
And what we did, we threw a one-man forecheck at them a lot, and they just couldn't figure it out. So it slowed them right down. So we sort of, without being physical throughout the whole game, we were able to match the physical part by the way we checked them. And, they're taking away all their options. They were icing the puck. They were getting frustrated. We were getting face-offs in their end a lot. So that's a different tactic, to be able to answer the physical department.
Oh. Just
clogging up the neutral zone and forcing them to turn pucks over.
How does that one-man forecheck work? Do you guys rotate guys going into the zone?
No, we basically trap you.
Mm-hmm.
One man's up and the rest is a box behind you. And then
okay.
We have, depending on where the first pass goes, that's how we flood that side. We try to protect the middle, put everything out on the boards, and then, upon a turnover, we want to transition that right into offense. So it's a very Claude Lemaire, basically mastered it, and that's how New Jersey won those cups. In the 90s, they just frustrated
mm-hmm.
you and caused turnovers, and it's not the most flattering style to play because it can be boring, but you don't use it all the time, and we try to make our kids be able to read when to and when not to. So if there's a puck we can get in their end, we'll go with a two-man. If we can't get it or we're coming off a line change, we strictly trap.
Hmm.
Or if we're tired.
You said something a minute ago, Dale, that really caught my ear. You said if you're not going to play in all three zones, you're not going to play for me. And I want to ask you, when you first started skating way back and you ended up as a defenseman, where did you learn three zone play? Because as a kid, man, you just want to get in there and score.
Yeah, you didn't learn three-man play as a young kid. There was no tactics. You know, you just went out and basically just played.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you didn't learn tactics until, I didn't really learn anything until, you know, high school.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems to be the case in a lot of kids, play because, you know, that's the way it is. I mean, you know, hopefully you're creating kids to have fun. You don't want to be, you know, teaching them to be robotic and have their skills suffer from a young age. But at the same time, you can certainly see how you're trying to reinvent the wheel when they're freshmen because they have no idea what you're talking about.
Right. I can understand that. I can imagine how difficult it is with younger players sometimes. And as you say, ever since we've been talking with you these years on MSO, you've always stressed two things, fun and creativity within a system, and I think that's fabulous. Finally, Coach, about last night's game, let me just ask you who your guys were on offense, because, I mean, for six goals from Winthrop, I'm not used to hearing that. Or five, yeah, I guess it was six goals. I'm not used to hearing that.
Well, our first line's, they're a very good line. They're very creative. I have two juniors. No, excuse me. I have a sophomore, a junior, and a senior. Very fast, very creative. They eat up a ton of minutes during all the special teams.
Mm-hmm.
But they, you know, I tell them their speed is the difference maker because, you know, if they're putting penetration down low and making defensemen have to pivot and go with them and everything's at the net, they're going to get a lot of chances and opportunities. And they have been. And then one of my senior assistant captains, Nate Evangelista, had two goals.
Mm-hmm.
And he's normally a defensive guy, but he turned two turnovers into goals, which was just fantastic to see. He's a great kid, great leader. And and our power play is going to generate a lot of offense. It's going to generate a lot of opportunities. We have some kids that can really move it around. So, you know, that's the...
Sounds good.
That's the way we're generating. We're just trying to get pucks deep and work down low below the dots.
Who was in net for you last night?
Nico Bebe.
Nico, okay.
Yeah, he was really his first year playing. He's had to sit behind, two seniors the last 4 years. And he came in a couple of games last year, really did well for us. So far, you know, he's picked up where we left off. He's making some big, big saves.
Okay, Coach, on balance, before we get to the next thing I want to talk about, you got Medford coming up, but that's almost a week off. On balance, what do you tell the kids after this game? Because I'm guessing Grafton's a pretty big win for you guys, and, especially after playing Linfield so tough.
Yeah, it's a very big win, and that's, you know, you get rewarded with some days off, and, they worked hard for it. And again, you know, the health factor as well. But the message is, listen, it's one game at a time. Come to practice focused, ready to go. So, you know, we practice the way we play. And as long as we're practicing smart, I feel with the pieces we have that we can be in every game in the third period, which is all you can ask.
All right, that takes care of the high school portion of this. And for part two, I've grabbed Coach Dale Dunbar, who's also wearing an NHL hat from time to time as an agent. And Dale, I want to ask you about the Bruins' performance so far, which is absolutely historic, and I'm knocking on wood as I say that. And I want to start with your opinion of the play of Taylor Hall, because of all the stuff, everybody's playing so well on that team. With the amazing record that they have. But I watch Taylor Hall. I sort of isolate him like they do with the isolate cameras, and I watch him. Has he always been that much of a strong back checker as well? Because talk about playing in all three, you know, three places in the ice. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, the group I work with in Toronto, we have Taylor Hall as a client, so I've known Taylor for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, I mean, speed kills. I mean, you know, when you're able to get around that rink the way he can, you know, I mean, it's easy to commit yourself because he's just special. He can really skate. I mean, to watch him on TV, you can't even appreciate how fast he is and how quick he is, with and without the puck. But he's always been, you know, somebody that really wants to do well and please the coaches and play all three zones. And when the puck's on a stick, he can really generate. And when it's not, he's smart. He knows how to get to the areas, the danger areas, and take away opportunities.
They seem to have so many guys who are good in all three zones. And, you know, Taylor Hall is one on the one end, back-checking, which amazes me. But then you take this kid, Hampus Lindholm, and he's great on the other end, taking it out of the zone.
Oh, he's, wow, really getting to see him play. You never really got to know him because he was played on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, to watch him, he does it with such ease. It's like he's playing with his buddies on the pond. You know, it's ridiculous how easy he makes the game look. But, yeah, very cerebral player. Obviously, when you can skate like that, you can get out of trouble pretty quick. He's got great escapability. He's, you know, he just, again, he makes it look easy, traps people, then kicks pucks up ice, follows it up, and gets his opportunities. So he's very smart. He's smart on both sides of it, especially defensively. I've seen some of the plays he's made defensively, stripping guys and getting it going fast
yeah.
the other way.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
How
you know, Mike is, and when you watch the Bruins, watch Bergeron.
Okay.
You know, he's just such a classy guy, but he's also so committed. I mean, when you think, you know, he almost retired, and look at the year he's having. You know, that's just, you can't teach what he has. He just has an innate ability to see things before they happen. But as far as being committed, you know, it's one of the best players ever in a Boston uniform, and he plays, you know, he's the epitome of playing all three zones. He takes a lot of pride in his defense. And when you play good defense, you're usually in good position offensively, too. So when you get that puck, you're in position to go with it.
You've known a lot of the Bruins over the years and NHL players, and you mentioned someone like Bergeron. When he came into the league, I remember he was like 17 or 18 years old, and I think he went in with Marty Lapointe or somebody. They brought him in because he couldn't speak English at that point. And then he turned around and did the same thing years later with Pasternak and brought him into to Bergeron's family. But the class of guys like that, Coach, and what you do and the coaches and high school coaches, and you got the Bruins in the area, that's so important to community and as role models. And man, you know, you talk about Bergeron, you know, he just starts with number one with him. He does it all off the ice and on the ice.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, you just see how he is in the public and charity,
mm-hmm.
and all the charitable events he does. But, you know, the true test for me is just watch how his teammates are around him. You know, they're almost in awe of him, but just because of the type of person he is. I mean, he plays hurt. He's your ultimate leader. But when you see, you know, the Marchands and the Krejcis and all the other star players on that team, you know, it's almost like they're in awe of him, just the way he handles himself and how he speaks to the media and to people. He's just a class act. He'll be up on the rafters.
Absolutely.
You know, very quickly yep. there because, you know, when you hear Ray Bourque and all the other greats talk about him, they admire him so much.
Well, the one connection between, among Bourque, I think, and Bobby Orr and Patrice Bergeron, not so much Phil Esposito, but the other guys, the three I just mentioned, they did it quietly, and they've done it quietly. They just do their job, and then, you know, they make everybody else around them look better. And I'm sure, and even in high school, if you've got a kid who's really good and he does what he's supposed to do, he lifts the other kids up too.
Well, I think that's the true sign of a leader. You know, when you're making people around you better, you know, it's not coming in and yelling at people. It's all timing. You know, when you need to get on somebody, you get on somebody. When you don't, you don't, but I think the three that you mentioned, they're all exemplary leaders. You know, they do it by their play. They don't do it by mm-hmm. their talk. None of them were ever, you know, seeked anything in the media. You know, they're not those types of leaders. That their guys are just, like you said, quietly prepared differently. They think the game differently, and they play the game differently. And when you're playing at that level, that's demanded of you all the time. Mm-hmm. And when you're able to string games together like they have, mm-hmm. and have that impact in the standings, and you're the focal point every night on everybody's forecheck or whatever it is, and you're still putting up the numbers and playing the game the way it's supposed to be played, that's the sign of a Hall of Famer, which he will be.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of a true leader. And he's going to go, like I said, he's going to go down as one of the greatest Bruins ever just because of who he is as a person.
Yeah, and I left out Johnny Busick, too, because I've met him a couple of times, and, oh, man, talk about a class act. Jeepers, creepers. Well, Coach, finally, once again, I've kept you a long time, but I just want to ask you finally about the size of the Bruins. I looked at their statistics physically and so on. Looks like not only are they quick and fast, but they're also pretty big.
Yeah, I think you're getting that. You know, it's all the way teams want to build their teams. You know, some built them for speed, and you want to bring in some guys. You know, you can't be too small, but other teams are more heavy. It seems like the Western teams built for heavy. You know, they want to get a piece here. They want to punish you. They want to wear you down throughout the 60 minutes. But every team has their skill players, and there's just so much great skill out there. But if you could ever combine, you know, that size with that speed, that's pretty special. And yeah, it depends how you do it. Some do it on the back end. Some do it, you know, up front. If you're ever able to do it on both sides, then that's great scouting, you know, because it's tough to hold on to those guys in the cap world. And, you know, having guys that can play heavy and move pucks and skate and still score, you're going to be pretty successful in the league. And plus, the goaltenders are huge now, so they're all 6'4". It's tough to even see the net and get to the net.
I don't know how they can move. I know I see guys like Brendan Carlo and those guys, like, how the hell did they do that? It's incredible.
Yeah.
Coach, you got a week off finally, so what's coming up now in this next week?
Nothing. We'll just... We have Medfin on next Tuesday, then we have Marblehead on the Saturday, and then we're right into it. We'll have Masco, we have Lexington, we're going to be playing now, a lot of games in a short condensed time.
Great time of year, man. Awesome. Dale, enjoy the holiday, have some time off, and thank you so much. You know I'm going to be calling you again.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime.
Thank you, Coach. Be well.
Thanks.
All right, that's Dale Dunbar, who was the Winthrop High School hockey coach and National Hockey League agent. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.